This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Horse people, this is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 27th, 2013, episode 817, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, folks, we are pretty much at the point of the croup as far as 2013 goes, so today we are jumping into the Wayback Machine for a visit with some of our favorite moments from the year, featuring memorable co-host comedy and, being Friday and all, a look back at some of our baddest bad ads. Sit back and enjoy.
2013, and it's also hard to believe that we haven't screwed up the opener and said 2012 once yet.
That is amazing. Are you sure we haven't done that? I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't know. I don't know if Jennifer's written out any checks wrong. She writes out the checks. So, you know, that's one of the things you always screw up to about, what, March, I think.
Yeah.
Usually March. So we had this discussion last night on a topic that's completely off horses, but we have to get this settled between Jennifer and I, and you and the listeners are going to help settle it.
Uh-oh.
So I have this quirk that Jennifer thinks is just ridiculous. So we were discussing it last night. I have this quirk about socks. If I put on a pair of socks, whether it's for 1 minute or all day, it doesn't matter. If the socks have been on my feet and I have to take the socks off for some reason, I cannot put on the same pair of socks again. I have to have fresh socks every time I put on a pair of socks. If that means going through 4 pairs of socks in a day, I just can't do it. So is that weird? Am I the only one that can't do socks over again?
Well, this is a very bizarre topic for a horse radio show, but I am going to go with you on this one. I, too, cannot re-put on a pair of socks. I cannot do it.
Good. I'm not the only one. I feel better now.
Maybe it's just the two of us, Glenn. In my world, let me tell you the perfect sock world. I actually have had discussions with people about this. When I become a super uber millionaire and don't have to worry about money anymore, here's the deal. I will never wear a pair of socks twice. I will wear them and throw them away because I hate matching socks more than anything in the entire world. I hate socks that fall down, socks that aren't nice. I think that the best day that you will have is a day with a brand new pair of fluffy socks.
We must be related that way because I'm kind of that way too. I just, you know, I didn't know that I was the, I just, Jennifer just kind of led me to believe I was the only one that was that particular about my socks.
You know, it's not something that I've been told was very normal my whole entire life. So I think that we are definitely on the outside of this one, Glenn, and that probably everybody's going to think we're crazy. However, as long as we can stick together, I'm glad to know that about you because it makes me feel better about myself.
Well, that's good. And when we travel, you know, Jennifer brings half the number of socks that I do. You know, I have to have a sock for, you know, at least 2 pairs a day because you're going to have to change your socks at some point during the day.
I mean, and, really, does Jennifer rewear her underwear? No. So there you go. Turn them inside out. It'll be fun. Well, my daily winnie goes out to two creatures, my cat, Frank, and my dog, Zenyatta. See, here's what happened, Glenn. At some point in the middle of the night, Frank, I was having like a hot flash or something, so I'm laying on top of the covers. Frank is comfortably laying on my feet, as cats will do, and keeping them warm. So it was the perfect combination of just laying on top of the blankets, but your feet are warm, like having socks on, which you can't sleep in socks, and everybody knows that. So Frank is playing sock for me, and we are sleeping so nice and comfortably. And at some point, Zenyatta decides that she is going to jump on the bed. Not wanting to jump where Mom lays, she jumped up on the end of the bed, which was where Frank was laying on top of my feet. Dog leaps on top of cat on top of Mom. Let's just say that I am...
My guess is Mom didn't get the best of this.
I screamed so loud that Chad, what flips on the light? I am bloody down my legs from I don't know whose claws got me up and down my legs, but it is definitely cat on one side and dog on the other, and I kicked both of them out of the room. But what happens when you scream in the middle of the night and turn on the lights and you have four dogs in your bedroom is everybody starts barking. All chaos breaks loose. The cat jumps off the bed, slams into the door. The other dogs stand on top of the bed. You're like, get off my leg! You're bleeding. All dogs are barking. Husband is yelling. Lights are on. That was at 4:30 this morning. Thank you very much.
You probably woke up the neighbors.
I might have. I just might have.
And your poor husband, he probably thought you were, you know, that something was terribly wrong, you know?
Well, of course, because by the time he turns on the light, there's nothing to see. It just looked like I screamed, and I was like, no, the cat is on my feet, and the dog should have been jumping on the cat, and I'm bleeding. I'm like, look, just look. I promise, I'm not making this up. I'm like, look at my legs. They're bleeding. Peace on earth. Cats and dogs living together is anarchy.
I shouldn't be telling you this story, not sure about to have a baby, but I can't resist because I got to say, Mel, our listener down there in Australia, I don't know how people live in Australia. Did you see the story that came out 2 days ago about the poor woman and her baby?
Oh, God, what?
No, it had a happy ending. Well, everybody was okay in the end. But she woke up in the middle of the night. Something woke her up. She wasn't sure what. And there was a python in the baby's crib.
Oh, geez.
And she didn't know what to do. So she went over and she... Give her credit. She went over and she grabbed the python near the head, and which managed to bite her a couple times. But she got the python off the baby and then took herself and the baby to the hospital because she had gotten bitten a couple times. But she saved her baby. Boy, that's something you don't want to see. Mel, you can live there. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what's comforting is there are no pythons in Arizona, only rattlesnakes. So I'm sure you're good.
Oh, we're good. So much better for you, Jamie.
Yeah,
thanks. Much better. You know
thanks
what they're doing
for that nightmare.
In the Everglades is they actually, for the first time ever, because so many pythons are in the Everglades now that were brought in by people who, you know, got a pet snake and then decided they didn't want it when it got too big, so they dump it in the Everglades. Well, pythons breed like rabbits. And there now is an overpopulation of pythons, and what's happening is they're eating all the small animals in the entire Everglades. So now having the first hunting season for pythons. You pay $25, and they have prizes for the biggest python caught, and they want to kill thousands of them. They're even doing classes. 400 hunters have signed up, and you take classes on how to not get yourself killed. And apparently they're just looking, they're hoping that as many people go out into the Everglades as possible and kill as many pythons as possible. The one they found recently was 15 feet long. When they did an autopsy on it just for research, they found 90 eggs in it. Can you imagine? That's 90 babies at once.
Holy moly. That is just awful. That's awful. That's ridiculous.
I know, but they're, well, hopefully they can get it somewhat under control down there. It's a mess.
When you say that hunters are taking classes on how not to get killed, is that how not to shoot yourself? Because I don't see a python as a quick-moving something that's going to bite your head off. Those things, like, wrap themselves around you, right?
Apparently, the problem is they're very stealthy. And as you're going through, you know, thick spots that, like there are in the Everglades, they can come down from the top and you not even know it.
God, forget hunting. I'm out of here.
We're having a lovely Wednesday here this morning. Well, let's get
I thought this would happen.
Let's get on to some really bad.
Happy holidays to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network from your friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Kentucky Performance Products cares about the health of your horses and knows you do too. May you and your horses and ponies have a very happy and healthy holiday season and a fun equine-filled new year. From all of us at Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
My next story, Glenn, was after the Super Bowl commercial with the Clydesdales. Do you recall, at the end of the commercial, right at the very end, it says red screen came up and it said, help name the baby Clydesdale seen in this commercial. Tweet us your names using hashtag Clydesdales at Budweiser. So, I don't tweet or Twitter or whatever it's called. I think it's exhausting. I'm not clever enough to Twitter. And I probably talk too much and it would just run, I would run out of characters to tweet.
So you don't have enough characters.
Yeah, not enough because my stories would be too long. It would take too long. Anyway, 60,000 people tweeted in with name suggestions. Okay, there's a couple million that watch the Super Bowl. That's a pretty high amount of people that tweeted names. And the names, the most popular ones were Landslide, Buddy. Why Buddy? Everybody wants to name a horse Buddy. Star, Raven, Spirit, and Stevie. You can see some of them, like Raven, because the Baltimore Ravens won. Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. Stevie for Stevie Nicks. Also, another popular name was the name Stan, who was the great former St. Louis Cardinal, Stan Musial, who passed away January 14th. That was so popular, that name Stan, that they actually named a different bull Stan. But the winning name for the Super Bowl Clydesdale was actually named Hope. I love that name. Hope is the name, and they, according to the press release from Budweiser, they said that the name is a nod to the optimism and happy ending of the commercial where the trainer reunites the horse that he with the horse that he raised from a foal. Such a nice story and such a nice name. I love it.
Do you think they really didn't name the horse for 3 years? That was my first thought, I got to admit.
No, the foal. The foal, the one that was at the very beginning of the commercial.
Gotcha. Well, see, I thought it took him 3 years to make the commercial, and the foal grew up and became that other horse.
That is so sweet that you thought that, but that's not quite how it works. All right, let's play really bad ads.
Okay, let's do it.
Pay attention.
If you haven't met one by now,
you ruined it.
Down to sooner or later.
I worry about you.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it's time for really bad ads. We do it every Friday here on Horses in the Morning, our most popular segment of the week. And this week, we have a terrific prize. It's one of our most coveted prizes, and that is the Equity Flexin Fork. And this is the manure fork that Jamie and I and a bunch of the other hosts on the Horse Radio Network swear by. It has a suspension system built in so you don't get that flicking problem, and the tines are super-duper sturdy. I think it has like a 13-month warranty or something on the tines that they won't break. And it just is a manure fork that works. The angles are right. It fits your hands, and it's just one that absolutely anybody that uses it will tell you that you'll never use anything else. But we also want to mention that they have the shaken fork. So if you have more than three stalls, I would say you need to look at the shaken fork because that's the one that does all the work for you. You press a little button, it shakes, it takes everything off the fork part. You're just left with the poop. You throw it in the bucket. It saves bedding. It saves time. It's something you definitely want to look at if you have multiple stalls. If you're in the business of cleaning stalls,
you just want to get a shake and fork, you'll save a ton of time. And you can find them all at equitymfg.com. And they have two different time sizes depending on what kind of bedding you use. And you're going to get the winner today. We'll get to pick which size times they want for their flex and fork from equitymfg.com. All right, Jamie, I'm going to start off the day like I do every week with a classic best of Craigslist ad. Actually, Jennifer found this one. Thank you, Jennifer. It doesn't necessarily have to do with horses, but it gets us going, gets our blood going, and gets everybody excited about it. And it's one that's titled, Free Stuff, Come and Get It. And this is what it says. All in caps, but I'm not going to scream because I'd wake up the neighbors. Whoever gets the armoire and the two couches gets a Mac laptop that is hidden in both. After having the armoire for a couple of years and taking many trips to Narnia, it's time we passed it on to someone else. Aslan has banned us from Narnia. The couches are made from authentic flying carpet material, and we are not held liable for flight risk. The other rug is Aladdin's actual flying carpet. May or may not need mechanical work to fly. The enchanted desk will solve all writer blocks. The table is from the original Knights of the Round Table. Little known fact, it was originally called the Rectangle Table, and this is the original Rectangle Table they used. Also, a box of magical household items from Belle's Magical Kitchen before the disenchantment wore off. The right magical cocktail. These appliances will talk to you. No guarantees. Just take the stuff before the orcs get it. So there you go. It's very simple. Just go over and pick it up. Now, there's a cleverly written ad for somebody that has a pile of what's very obviously total trash that he's trying to couch in something else and get it out of the house.
Yeah, and I get that. And I think it is very cleverly written for somebody who's trying to get rid of their junk. And then I started thinking, wow, what a nerd. It's like they talked about Narnia and Aslan and the orcs and all that. And then I realized that I got every reference. So I know what the orcs look like. I know who Aslan is. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the nerd.
Busted.
Busted.
Yeah, tell you what, I'll go over and get you the magic carpet if you really want it.
Awesome. That'd be great. Except for it needs mechanical work. So if you know somebody who can make it fly, that'd be great. All right, then. Shannon, of course, this is not Shannon's ad. This is Shannon who sent this ad in. Shannon is not the one that wants to rent a barn for her wedding. And this is in Coffee County. I don't know where that is. But the wedding is set for spring 2014. I am looking for a large barn that I can decorate for the reception. It needs to be big enough to seat about 60 people. It would be great if there were room, a field nearby where a ceremony can be held. We are both in our mid-20s and very mature. We and our guests will respect your property. There will be no wild party, just the normal amount of wedding alcohol and music as planned. I've been to weddings with normal amounts of alcohol, and it's a wild party. Ending time and price can be negotiated. If you have a barn and some property, email me. You can also mail me if you have some other type of building I may be interested in. Tank yo. Ending time? Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Get out. Everybody out.
I do love that normal amount of wedding alcohol. That means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. It really does.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, and a couple glasses of wine lies.
The other thing that struck me after doing the muddy pasture segment earlier in the show was, I wonder, do I have to clean the poop out of the field before you have your wedding ceremony in it? Just asking.
Unless it's the barn that we talked about earlier, the one that's $18 million, I don't think I would want to have a wedding in somebody else's dirty barn. My own dirty barn, that's fine. But somebody else's, no.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Well, the next one is from, we don't have a name. It's from management as an email address. Reduce rice to ponies.
No, Glenn.
Yeah?
You need to read it as it's written.
Do you want me to do this one, Glenn? Do you want me to do this one? Because
okay, you do this one.
You always give it too much credit. So you can do the next one.
Right,
but
I'll do the next one.
Yeah, there you go, Jen. It's reduce rice to ponies. black and white, 10-head tall 3-year-old, high will be nice stallion. The other is 20-month-old, half Arabian, half well. High is Palomino. High will be Betwin, 13 or 14. Tall price on the Pinto is $490 and the Palomino $800. Last picture is the father of me, Palomino. Thank you. That's terrible. That's a really bad ad. I don't know what the hell I read.
And we had 2 tank yous in a row. What is it with tank you today?
No H. No H is that. 2 people without that on their keyboard.
That's right. I like Tonus. 2 Tonus. Yudi sent this one in. Free female potbelly pig. Oh, God. I hope they're not in Arizona. I have a free potbelly pig. It's one thing Jamie doesn't have. I have a free potbelly pig. She is create trained. Sits, follows you everywhere. She has 1 blue eye and 1 brown eye. She is a very friendly girl. I had her a month or so. Yes. I recently went to the original owner's house to see if they would like her back. I hate this damn pig. But I can't get no answer at the door. The only reason I'm getting rid of her is because I can't keep her in the barn or the pasture. Because she won't stay. And she won't stay off the road. So if you are interested in her, please email me. I have a number where you can reach you at. If any emails with no phone number, I will not reply to them. So let's analyze this. She got a pig, hates the damn thing. It's awful. And she tried to give it back to the owner, but they ain't answering the door because they don't want the damn thing back. But she wants you to take it.
Do you think that those people are standing inside going, it's her again, don't answer. Get down, turn off the light. Here she comes.
Can you imagine what a nightmare this pig must be?
I love it because it's like, I've done got her a month or so ago, but I can't get no answer to the door. I mean, like,
I have a solution,
wow.
Jamie won't like. It's 1 word, bacon. I'm just saying.
No, but if she's on the road, that's roadkill. Like, that's a roadkill delicacy in the South. You hit a pig, score!
That's true. That's 10 points for a pig.
All right, I'll do the next 2. Beth sent this one in. Have to sail her fast. This is in Roswell. It's either Roswell, Georgia or Roswell, New Mexico. Who knows? No, this is definitely Roswell, Georgia. So it's got to be in Georgia, so it's got to be the accent. Have to sail her fast. I'm open to all offers, so don't be afraid to make one. Husband said, no more till I sail 1 or 2, and I need to get me a barrel horse. 4-year-old thoroughbred mare, she is registered and broke. Wow, that was descriptive. She's 4.
And apparently these 2 are not barrel horses. That's the only thing I got. She didn't say what they were. She just we can determine that they're not a barrel horse.
Yeah, no more till I sail 1. I need to get me a barrel horse. The next one was also sent in by Beth. And this is, oh, man, this is just another one you just want to go, please geld it. Just seriously, castrate it. Stud donkey for sale for the bargain price of $300. I have a stud donkey that is looking for a herd of females so that he can repopulate the world with donkeys or mules, as he isn't really picky about who he repopulates with.
Most studs aren't.
Yeah. He is gentle with humans, both young and old, but he would really like to have a female or 2 to call his own. I rescued him, put weight on him, but will not let him breed to my horse mares, and he is more than willing to do the job. So if you have female donkeys that are looking for a boyfriend, please feel free to email me at the above link or text me. This is a donkey pimp.
He's being charged by the hour.
Donkey pimp. Amazing.
I love this. And this particular donkey, do you think they actually had sat down and had a conversation with the donkey? And the donkey said to the owner, look,
I don't want to go to a place that just has one female. I need a herd of females. I am not happy. Yeah. I'm not satisfied with one. I need
I'll
10.
I'll take horses. Take horses, donkeys, whatever. I don't care.
Cows, you know, sheep, whatever. That's very funny. That was a good one. The next one is from Carol, and I don't know where Haraya is. I don't know where that is either.
Hahira. Dad, isn't Hahira in Georgia? Hey, Hira, Dad says. Hey, Hira is in Georgia.
Hey, Hira's in Georgia?
Could be.
Three beautiful, spelled wrong, paints. One low price, $800. Sounds good so far. These are not dead broke horses. The date on the picks are correct. On the left, we have a sorrel and white mare, stands 14.2. She was last rode, R-O-D-E, 2 years ago. She is very sweet, is very willing on the ground, good manners. She knows 6 of the 7 Pirelli games.
Just couldn't get that 7th one.
I don't know what it is, but stands for Farrier Vet, stands to be groomed trailers. She will buck if rode continuously. God, the last couple of weeks, it's been like, if you ride this horse for more than 10 minutes, it's going to kill you. She was my son's horse, and she did great. He was 12 then. He's deceased now. She prefers kids and women. He did trot through barrels and poles with her. She does not tolerate whips and spurs. If she has rode a lot, I think she will do fine. No. Because if we ride her a lot, she's going to buck. She tends to not trust people at first. She may have been abused. Her name is Red. She neck reins, and the previous owner said she rides English. We never tried. She is a very sweet girl and goes to the voice command and leg pressure. I feel she just needs confidence. Okay.
Oh, wow. But
do we want? Yeah, do we want to go through that? No, it's not going to. The second one, there's three of them. The second one is a sorrel and white 3-year-old gelding and is very friendly and will come when called. He is a big baby who knows very little. He loves to be loved and brushed. Seems like a fast learner. Of course, she didn't really try to teach him anything yet. I hate to part with him or any of them, but I am no trainer. I simply don't have time for these horses. He only stands 13.2 hands. He is a large pony.
Wow. Okay. I'll break that one down for you. It's okay, basically, yeah, this horse has no manners. He comes when you call and he runs over you. He's a big baby. He doesn't know anything. He loves to be brushed. That's because he loves to stand on your toes. Like, that is the horse who's like, that horse is just like all over the person all the time. That's that horse.
Yeah, and it's a good combination with the one that bucked you off above. And then the third one is a black and white The black and white is his mother, who is very pushy. Oh, good. It's the mom.
Wow.
So now we have a pushy mom. But with someone with experience in dealing with horses like this, I feel she would do good. I bet you do. She was green broke when I purchased her 3.5 years ago. And, Jamie, how many times do you think she's been ridden in 3.5 years?
None, I would imagine. None.
Probably one, because the next description. She has a very, very smooth trot, although she could have seen that in the field. Last rode, 2.5 years ago. She was last rode 2.5 years ago because she was pushy and she'll kill you. She is an excellent mother and would be just a good brood mare. Broad mare. She'd be broad mare. I will only sell to a person with experience and a good home. I will also consider trades for a dead, broke family horse.
Man, there must be so many people with dead, broke family horses that are just itching to trade them for pushy, bucking, 3-year-old, 14-hand painting horses. I mean, what a steal.
I'm sure she got a ton of calls after this one.
I have 4 dead broke family horses in my backyard right now that I use for lessons, and they are family horses, and they're so great. You would have to shoot me to take one of those horses. I mean, you'd have to come through me first. And the fact that I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, hold on. You mean you have a pushy, unridden, unbroke 3-year-old that really has no training? Man, you can have one of my really good ones for that one. What a deal. I just want to know if anybody ever calls. Does anybody ever trade their dead broke trail horses for something green? No.
Next week, I'm telling you, one of these days on the show, we have to do like regular morning radio does, and we have to call one of these people live on the air and ask.
Yeah.
Did anybody
I think you're
call
right.
you? Did anybody call you about this?
We've got you. At least if you guys, because some people, they mostly time do not put the link or the phone number. Start putting those in so we can at least email these people and find out. Like, at least if you don't want to put the phone number in, put the link in so I can email them, because I've got to know. The next one was sent in by Yvonne, and the next two, actually. And these are, one is from Nashville, Tennessee, and one is from Georgia. So these are both nice. The South is representing today, Glenn. The South
yeah,
is representing.
Yeah, that's a lot for
the South. So proud, huh? So proud. The first one was Gelding, $400. He's broke to ride, and I ride him with a hack. He just needs more weight on him. I've been putting some on him. He just needs more. He just needs a little more weight. He's over 15 hands, but not by much. He's still young, around 4 years old, does need weight. Can't send pictures. Thanks for looking. Let me tell you, somebody feed this horse. Please. Yeah. Somebody
the
main
society's about
him.
To repossess it.
Yeah. It's like you're going to go out there to look at him, and you're going to be like, man, he really needs some weight. I told you. I told you up front he's skinny. Have you ever gone to see a horse, Jen, where you've been like, oh, my God, this thing is so starving, it's not even funny? I have. It's all
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, yep. He looks good to me. No, he doesn't. No. You're starting.
And then okay. They'll try and say, he's just in really good shape. So good a shape, it's every rib.
Yeah. And that transversely is affected by the horse that is so obese that they can't move, and they're like, he's an easy keeper.
Yeah.
Well, you have to exercise him.
I was just thinking, too, the ones that say he's in really good shape and he's skinny as a rail, they always say, oh, he's in really good shape, he's really fit. And then you find out later in the conversation, they haven't ridden them in 3 years.
Of course not.
Good shape.
Of course not, yeah. The next one, Bay Roan Quarter Horse Mare Great Trail Horse, $1,200. Pretty mare, 12 years, 15, two hands, really cute mare with a nice color. Did I say pretty? She is. She was a heading and heeling horse and has a good handle on her. Her ex on trails. Will ride in water over obstacles wherever you point her. Easy keep. Oh, my God. This, I didn't even see this. Easy keeper. There you go. She's pretty and fat.
And apparently cute and pretty. Both. Both cute and pretty and fat.
Wow.
Doreen sent the next one in. Trade horse for whatever. Now, we all the time get trades. We've had, every since we've been doing this for 2 years, we get every week somebody that wants to trade for something specific. Well, listen to this one. Trade horse for whatever in Casper, Wyoming. I want to trade my horse for something, not sure what, but show me what you got, thanks. Oh, and the horse is a great horse for anyone. Really, you can shoot off her. She packs. She's a good ranch horse, 15-year-old Bay Morgan. Call if you have any questions. And I don't care what you have to trade. I want to get rid of this horse. No, that wasn't in there, but... We'll trade for anything you got. Just show me.
Oh, my God. Take it. Just take it, please. And there's not even, like, a good description of it. So, like, one of those, I really want to call them and be like, did anybody call you about your horse?
I got to call Tammy from the Western radio show, who's a mounted shooter, because it says you can really shoot off of her.
Wow. This is in Wyoming. They're shooting deer. Or elk or whatever.
You know, not shooting balloons.
No, Doreen sent in the next one, horse, $1. Now, that's a good price.
Oh,
I have a mare I would like to sail or trade for a good trail horse. My mare just needs a job. She's green broke, has been ridden on some trails, needs experienced rider. She is grade about 5 years old. Up to date on all vaccinations, and Coggins has shoes on front feet. I only want a horse that can be trail ridden and is really laid back. I have a kitchen. I have have a kitchen table with four chairs and a chest freezer willing to help with the train. I don't have a lot of money to buy a horse, but I can provide all needs that he or she needs. Cricket has good feet and is real smart, loads leads, halter broke, but again, green broke and needs a job. The theme for today is I would like to please get rid of this horse, take it. I don't care what you have, just give me something else. Or
this lady, this lady was at least willing to throw in some other things. She realizes that she hasn't got much of a bargain there. Trade my my horrible, unbroke horse for your nice trail riding horse. She at least knew that, and she threw in a kitchen table and a chest freezer.
Do you think that somebody, like as the person reading the ad, I'm on Craigslist, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to surf from what happens, and like, man, I have really been needing a chest freezer and a table with four chairs. That's just what my house needs, and I have this perfectly well-trained horse in the backyard. I need to trade. I'm going to take your unbroke horse and a kitchen table and give them my... No, nobody does that. At least that's what I think. I'm not quite sure. There was the next one. This one's a nightmare, too.
Yeah, this is a nightmare. What's one thing you should do when you post a picture about your horse for sale? At least one little thing, Jamie. Just one little thing that you should probably do before you take the picture.
Oh, well, if you're asking me one thing, I cannot tell you one thing because I see about 15 things that are wrong with this picture. So what is your one thing?
My one thing would be at least brush the horse. And this one is from Robin, who sent it in. It's an Appaloosa for $1,400. So it's not like one of our $200 specials that we're going to trade a lawnmower for. For sale, tall Appaloosa, long hair, pretty color, 16-plus hands, needs an experienced rider. Theme of the day. Just because she's a big horse. Apparently, the amateur riders can't ride big horses. Good carriage prospect, may trade for another horse or something different. Now, the picture of this horse is, first of all, the horse doesn't have a whole lot of weight. It's one of those that, in really good fit shape, and has not been brushed in forever. There are burrs and all kinds of stuff in the mane. I mean, there's plant life growing in this mane. And you want to help me?
I gotta say, don't post this on Craigslist on our Facebook page because we're going to get all the people that are not listening are going to think this is our horse because he is tied to the fence with about 3 inches of rope, and his feet are so long. It's just sad. It makes me want to call. This is in Houston. Anybody in Houston looking for an Appaloosa that's not even spelled right, Appaloosa, it's an Appaloosa. Then that's what they're selling here, and they are asking $1,400. And there's so much garbage underneath the horse and in the background, like sharp pieces of metal. It's just a disaster. That's a bad ad.
That's a really bad ad. Yep, no question about it. One more before we pick a winner here. We have Janelle that sent this one in. Thank you, Janelle. We have to do it every week. We have a trailer. Jennifer, you can post this one. And this one's in Canova. I don't know where Canova is, but it's a homemade trailer for sale, double axle, tag-along. All lights work on it, brand new floor with rubber mats on it, great shape, just want to sell it and get a gooseneck. And what he didn't add at the end there was he just wants to sell it and get a gooseneck that's not homemade, especially one I made, because this thing is interesting. It's got it's definitely homemade. Let's start there. It has no fenders on the wheels, so it's this box. It's a square rectangular box that he put a tarp over the top for the roof. It's an air-conditioned one. It has sides that are just poles. And, the wheels don't have fenders. They're just sticking out there for all the world to see. And it's homemade. I've got to say, it's homemade.
It's a disaster. I look at that thing, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is a laceration or a broken leg waiting to happen. So good luck with that. Please, nobody buy it. Don't do it.
Yeah. So we got to pick a winner. I'm torn today.
Okay, so let me go through the ones that I thought were pretty funny. Obviously, Robin's with the Appaloosa is a little sad. But Doreen had the one with the kitchen table and four chairs. I also like Beth with the donkey that's looking for a bunch of women to repopulate the world.
You know which one's my favorite, don't you?
And then the female potbelly pig from Beauty.
Boy, I'm leaning for the stud donkey that wants a harem. I
gotta agree. I think that's the winner. What do you think? It wants to repopulate the world with donkeys, and it doesn't even care if it's donkeys. He'll breed anything. So,
and what I didn't know also was that we were short on donkeys or mules that needed repopulated. I didn't know there was a shortage.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
All right, good. Here we go. First of all, you know, I always get started with something fun, and I have something fun for you. This is in the news. It hit big time. This is on all the national news now, but it's a Craigslist ad that went up in Sarasota, New York. And what happened here, Jamie, is these two brothers, their cousin was having a wedding and on March 23rd, coming up. And she told the brothers, these two brothers, her cousins, that they could not come without dates, that bringing dates is mandatory. And that apparently they have found a way to find dates to go, and it was this Craigslist ad. Let me read you a little bit of it, and then I'll explain what's happened since then. My brother and I are looking for wedding dates for our cousin's wedding in Majestic, Sarasota, New York, on March 23, 2013. We have been told by the bride that bringing dates is mandatory so we don't harass all of my friends all night and stay under control. Rather than ask some fringe woman in our lives to go and face the inevitable, does this mean he wants to take it to the next level questions, we'd rather bring complete strangers and just figure it out. Still reading? In anticipation of your questions, we've developed a frequently asked questions section below. So this is one of the questions. David Mike, what's in it for me? And this is the bullet point. An excuse to get all dressed up, open bar and food all night, eccentric, downright dangerous bro-to-bro dance moves, may need to sign a waiver, adventure, mystery, suspense, true love, royalties once our night stories is developed into a romantic comedy, which you can sort of count on. And if this happens, we estimate the chances at 85%. We refuse to write to let Ashton Kutcher play either one of our characters. All right. So then they go on and they ask what they're, you know, what we're like and what the ladies should be like and all of this stuff. Do you know how many responses they have gotten?
How many?
2,000.
No way.
Yes, way. This has hit big time. It's national news. They've been doing interviews. Somebody must have picked it up that lived, you know, in New York in the news business because this just went crazy.
Wow. Wow. What a cool thing to do. What a great idea.
You never knew it was that easy to get dates, huh?
Well, it's just so funny the way that they wrote it. Like, I was actually thinking, I was like, dude, if I was single and this is in my area, I'd totally rate them because I love that, like, I love that. So it's like the girls ask him questions. So what do you fellas like anyway? Oh, us? We're both in our 20s, singles, dashingly tall, Anglo-Saxon, respectfully athletic, love to party, completely house-trained, relaxed, passionate, smell great, have cool hair, clean up nice, boast great tie collection, will promise to shave, love our mother, have, and this is my favorite part, have actually seen, have seen Love Actually several times.
Love that movie.
Controversial, provocative, short-sighted, with big picture mentality, raw, emotional, sensitive, but still bad boys. And if you were to write a list of what you wanted, unless they look like Thor, you don't care how they are, then you can have that whole entire thing in a complete package. These guys look great. I love
them.
And they're cute, too.
I think they went through the, I think they went to like Match.com or one of those and picked out everything they saw in a guy's description and added it into that one sentence.
Really? Yikes. Yeah. Well,
Do you think they've actually seen Love Actually several times? And if they had, they're gay and you don't have to worry about anything happening.
Well, if you look at some of the other pictures of them, they might be gay anyway. This might all be a cover up. Because some of the other pictures are them, like one is on the other one's shoulders in bathing suits. That's not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but just own it, you know, like we don't care. And the other one is them all in their underwear doing the risky business thing. And then the other one is them on the beach together. So I don't know. I've got questions. But if they
all right,
up, actually,
let's do our ads that were submitted by our listeners. Of the names we're giving are the people that submitted the ads, not the people who wrote them.
Absolutely. And the first one was sent in by Celeste Coulter. And this is a new take on one. And somebody is angry and divorced. And here's the ad. Trade my diamond ring for your draft horse and trailer / tack. This is in Virginia. I am looking for a well-trained, sound, sane, healthy draft horse. Specific breed, not important, can be a well-muscled draft cross. Sex, not important, but no stallions, please. I do not breed or show and am primarily interested in trail riding. Maybe someday learning more such as driving, dressage, gymkhana. Right now, these are just items on my bucket list. If the horse comes with tack and trailer, that's even better. Now, here's where she goes on. I have a diamond ring, appraised between $13,000 and $15,000, and could have been put on consignment in a resale jewelry shop a year ago for $10,000. It is a custom-made 14-karat yellow gold ballerina-style ring with a 2.5-karat center, surrounded by a swirling skirt of nearly identical baguettes. Center stone has a small chip on the beveled edge, which is naked to the human eye, but once the jeweler pointed it out, however, I could feel it with my fingernail. The cut is called a miner's cut, I believe, from what I've read, coming back into fashion with younger people looking for something different. The ring sits up kind of high, but it's not one bit fragile. I am not a girly girl and feel comfortable wearing it on holidays. It is a size 8, will sell for $9,500 if you don't have a horse and trailer to trade. If interested, let me know. Is this not one of the ones you want to call and just be like, did you get any calls?
Did anybody call to trade? Wow. And not only that, she wants the horse, the trailer, and the tack. That's a first.
Yeah. Most people are trying to trade horses for diamonds, but this is the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is true. We should put her together with some of the ads we had from last week.
Yeah, no kidding.
But then, you know, you got to wonder if the diamond still worth $10,000 if it's broken.
Well, and I was wondering, too, is it really a diamond? Wouldn't that be just, here's the ring, see you later. And it's some sort of CZ, you know? Oh, that'd be a disaster.
That is true. Yeah, that'd be bad.
Now, you gave me the next one, too, Glenn. And this is from UD Shepherd.
Did you think I was going to take it?
No. Of course not. And this is written in the perspective of the pony. Okay. And keep in mind, like when you, okay, we'll get to it. Shetland pony, $275 in Belleville. Hello, my name is Joey and I am a 6-year-old stallion Shetland pony looking for a new home. I have not been registered, but my parents have an ASPCAMHR American Shetland Pony Club. I have my papers of proof. I am not broke to ride, but I am very interested. I was born on 4/22/07 and have been with my owner since I was 2. I always stand well for my farrier and have them done every 3 months. I am also treated with ivermectin or Panacur for any parasites I may get. My owners like to alternate between them every 2 to 3 months. I get a full scoop of 12% horse grain and half scoop of whole corn every other day besides my hay. Now, let me just tell you something right now. That's more than my thoroughbred gets. And who gets their horse? Yeah, this is a Shetland pony, for crying out loud. And you give it a whole entire scoop of whole corn every other day? How many times has this pony foundered? Let me get back to the ad. I love my apple and carrot treats and my honey and molasses cookies. I don't have any bad habits. My owners don't want to see me go since I was their first pony, but they feel like I should be someone that can show me more love and affection than they can provide for me because they're so busy with other things that they have to do. If you think you would be interested in me or know someone that would be and can provide for me a good home, you can call my owner anytime to set up an appointment to come and see me so you can fall in love with me too, LOL, and take me home with you, smiley face. Thank you for looking. Now, this is all in capital letters, so it's a little difficult to write, but if they're looking for somebody that's going to give it more love than honey and molasses cookies, apple and carrot treats, a full scoop of grain, half scoop of corn, good luck. You're going to starve.
Yeah, and why didn't you geld the thing? That's my question. You know, it's you usually gelding? Bring up that, but
that's
this is a six-year-old stallion, Shetland pony.
That's even worse.
I was shocked that you didn't pick that up on that. Thank you, Yudi, for sending
it's
that in.
All capital letters. You know, it's all caps.
You wait till the ad coming up later. You're going to love it because it's the first. We've never had one like it. Well, Robin sent this one in. Oh, am I still here? Jamie, can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Robin sent this one in. AQHA racing horse, $4,000 in Manor, Texas. Yep, it's a racing horse. I'm selling my gray 4-year-old racing horse. She is very fast. She ran 92 at the trials last year at Retina Mum, but unfortunately, it was too late for her to run a race. She won 9 out of 10 races. Okay. She ran 92 at the trials last year at Retina Mum, but unfortunately, it was too late for her to run a race. She won 9 out of 10 races. Should that have been followed up with she won 9 out of 10 races in her mind?
That
you know,
really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
She's never
Nothing
run a race, but she's won.
Yeah, but she's won 9 out of 10 of them. Nothing is, maybe they're virtual. Nothing is wrong with her. I have all the paper, YARC, and it's up to date. I am just going to focus on another hobby, so I have to let her go. I'm also selling my 199993 horse trailer in really good condition, asking $3,500 for that one. What do you think this horse did to force her to want to get rid of everything and walk away from horses forever? Because
right
between the lines on this one, that's what happened.
I am getting the hell out of here.
I don't want anything to do with horses. I want to get rid of my trailer. I am picking up a new hobby.
Yep. Crazy.
Oh, I got the next one. Celeste sent this one in. Thank you, Celeste. Horse for sale, $650 from Bedford County. 9-year-old quarter. Oh, this is all in caps. 9-year-old quarter horse, 4 white socks, little white on the head, in pasture with cows, need working with, broke but not rode in 2 years. Name is Red. He's about 14 hands tall. People interested only. Wait a minute. People interested only. If you're a cow, you can't buy this horse.
Only
dog,
people.
Only people. Only people are allowed. And why do they feel a necessity when they give us all the pertinent detailed information that we need to put in the name in the last sentence? His name is Red. Because maybe if I know his name, that'll change my mind and I want to go look at him.
You know, it's just so nondescriptive of a description. You know, he's 9. He's got 4 white socks. Is in a pasture with cows. His name is Red. Like, that does not sell it to me. I am not sold on your horse yet. He's only people interested. I don't even get that. Awesome.
Oh, this is awesome. The one. This is the one. The next one, next one, next one I gave to you because we have never had this before.
Wow. Wow. See, I need to read ahead. This is coming in from Gemma. And Gemma sent this one in because most of the time you guys make me read these ridiculous ads that have no period, no punctuation, no comma. I'm out of breath. I'm about to die. And I finally get through the ad. And y'all think it's funny. I'm glad you think that's funny. Well, Gemma has sent in the anti-ad. This one is incredibly overly punctuated. So do I read the punctuation too, Glenn, or do I just breathe?
You just have to take the pauses where you need them, I think.
Okay. Here's the ad. Have serval horses. Up for sale there is a blue roan quarter. Horse, she is due to foal in. May of this. Your halves, a buckskin gelding. Have a 7-month-old colt. He should be a blue roan have. A 5-year-old. Welsh pony, he is broke. To ride. Also, 2 gated mares. 1 is 6B. Other. 1 is 9, they are broke. To ride also have 2 gated colts call or text.
What are we selling?
I love it. Also, that's the sentence. That's it. Also, have is a sentence.
May of this.
May of this. To ride also
to ride
have.
Also have. It sounds like a poem. Maybe we should have read it as a poem.
It's there is haiku. A blue.
Yes, haiku. That's it. There is a blue roan quarter. She is due to foal in May of this. A buckskin gelding. Have a 7-month-old colt. He should be a blue roan have. A 5-year-old. Welsh pony is broke. To ride also. 2 gated mares. 1 and 6 feet.
There are 3 sentences that have one word. Have, other, and what was the other one? Also.
We should make this poetic, put it to music, and bring it back next week. I also work on that over the weekend.
Glenn, we have realized your rap abilities are subpar. Maybe not.
I don't think Jennifer's, by the way, are going to be much better than mine. You know, we should have Samantha read it with her lovely English accent. Then it would sound really good.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't. No. All right, Rachel sent in the next one. White silky rooster and his wife, $20.
And his wife?
This is Petaluma, California. So cute. Ready to have a family of their own. Fed organic food, free roaming our backyard, but now the roo is crowing and has to go for our neighbor's sake. So sad. These two go everywhere together all day. They must go as a pair. It would be cruel to separate them. They are about 8 months old. Wife is laying. Well, there you go. Okay. You know, who wants the rooster after it starts crowing? I mean, they basically just said they're going to get kicked out of the neighborhood, so you better not take these two unless you live with no neighbors around.
You know, that is the funny thing. It's like some people just drop them off in this neighborhood. If you have,
really?
If you raise chickens, yeah, remember the last place I lived, my last house, somebody put 2 roosters over the gate, farm gate, just threw them
that's
over.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And apparently that has happened to several people in this neighborhood. Like, we got a rooster. Just chuck it over the fence to somebody with a farm.
Chad had him for dinner that night.
Chad did not, but the cable guy did, I'm pretty sure. Because they gave him to the cable guy. All right. Oh, my God. How do you sell these? What is this? Okay. Rachel sent this one in. Rachel Nope sent this one in. Praying mantis eggs.
What? That's a first. First of all, I didn't know praying mantises had eggs. I didn't know how they had babies, actually.
Well, it's a married couple, Glenn, and the wife is laying.
They're quieter than the rooster.
Praying mantis eggs. $3. Wow. They're high dollar. We have some extra praying mantis eggs for sale. And I got some magic beads I'm going to sell you. I added that part. seriously, these are great for garden pest control. They will hatch naturally in the spring when we get steady warm weather, or you can speed up hatching by creating a warm environment around the egg. Egg hatches, oh my God, my skin is crawling. Each egg hatches 100 to 300 mantises. They will eat aphids, fruit flies, and other garden insects. They are also fun to hatch and release as classroom projects. I can meet in Redwood City near Orion School. My best time is around 2:30. I'm pretty flexible. Thanks. Quantity, one egg, $2.50 each. 2 to 5 eggs, $2 each. 6 or more eggs, which, mind you, that would be 1,800 praying mantises running around your yard, $1.75 each. Dear God, I'm sorry. Praying mantises are not cute. Do I not want 6,000 of them in my backyard? I'm sorry. I don't care what they eat.
Did you grow up with your parents saying that if you ever heard a praying mantis, you were going to hell because they were protected by the saints?
What?
Yes, they were always like, aren't they like one of the protected, actually are one of, like, you're not supposed to do anything with praying mantis because they're like protected. But, you know, my parents being Catholic, they were like, no, a praying mantis, God loves praying mantises, and, you know, you're going to go to hell if you do anything to a praying mantis. So
it's a bug.
We were always respectful to praying mantises. And how big could a praying mantis egg be, by the way?
That's what I was thinking. Like, well, how do you warm it? Okay, let me just say, I Googled praying mantis, and here's the first little blurb that comes up. Using their entire arms like razor blades, the praying mantis feasts on prey 3 times its size. I don't want that in my yard. That's like my baby.
Let alone 1,800 of them.
Oh, God.
An adult male could eat Happy the Chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, John, where's our son? I see him being carried away through the pasture by an army of praying mantises. God.
Oh, here we go. Glenn sent this one in. Buck stud part La Mancha goat. $50. 2-year-old buck stud goat. He has done his duty for 2 summers. Well, I want to minimize the inbreeding.
Good idea. That's always a good idea.
He's apparently been doing his duty very well. Half of his kids have short ears.
Is that inbreeding?
I guess. I got him from the goat lady out on Hagerville near the Lipizzaners. This was before the tornado leveled her barn. I also bought the other goat in the photo there. He is big, really big. He is not suitable for children. He likes to butt heads with me. I try to punch him in the nose. He always lowers his head. I wind up punching him in the pad between his horns.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Well, you're an idiot. I like to butt heads with my male goat.
You know that Glenn Forrester finds some of the weirdest ads that we get. He just comes up with the strangest stuff.
I believe he won last week, didn't he, with his weird old ad? Where is he shopping? Where does he live?
This is in Arkansas, by the way. In case you want a goat that will butt your children into the next county.
Oh, my God. All right.
Your
Kat,
turn.
You can say her last name. You know how to say it, right?
No, I always just call her Kat.
Okay, Catherine Kat, formerly from Draper Therapies, now with what's her blog?
Eat Your Tart Out.
Eat Your Tart Out sent this one in. Horse for sale, $1,000. Now, see, here goes Kat. Not a dang piece of punctuation in this thing, and no capitalization whatsoever. And every time I say the word Philly, I want you to realize that it's P-H-I-L-L-I-E, like the baseball team. Okay, Sandman is a 19-year-old stud horse, throws lots of color. I am the second owner of him. He is sound in every way, easy to handle for a stud. He rides, just don't know a lot. In the ad, here are some pics of his colts we still got. I breed him to 9 mares, 8 stud colts, 1 filly colt, all with color, 3 buckskin, 2 dun, 1 bay, 1 sorrel, palomino, 4 white stockings, 1 bay roan. The only reason we are selling him is we got the colts we want. Don't really need him anymore. He would make good horse for someone to stud out. We're just not interested in doing that. So thanks for looking. Email, text, or call for more info. The pace person is Talk Side Doc Bar Bottom, Mr. Sam Pepe. We did what we need. Now he needs to go. Why don't you castrate him?
Yeah, we should put him with the stud goat that's looking for a home. You have a whole field full of them.
I done bred him to 9 mares, got 8 stud colts, 1 filly colt, buckskin, 2 dun, 1 bay, 1 sorrel, 1 palomino, 4 white stocks, 1 bay roan. Sounds like an auctioneer.
By the way, can you get a filly colt?
No, but that's what rednecks call it. Filly colt,
transgender, really? Okay?
Sorry, I didn't mean to be prejudiced. Beth sent the next one in. Beat up, ugly, Welladon hydraulic firewood splitter, $550 in Lancaster. I got a call from the welding shop today to come pick up my splitter. Huh? Oh, yeah. I did drop one off 2 years ago. Seems they finally had time to get it fixed. When you're good at what you do, you're busy, right? Well, now I have a fixed wood splitter and really not much need for one. I have one for the tractor and am saving up for one with a 30-inch stoke for the skid steer. I'm messing with the 8-horsepower Briggs engine to get it running today, and it'll be a good little unit, but ugly. 24-inch stroke. If you're looking for one that looks like it just came off the showroom floor, go to Farm and Fleet and buy one from them. If you want one that'll split wood, come and take a look. Update. I love this. Update. I couldn't get the engine running. What the hell did they fix at the shop for 2 years?
2 years.
So I swapped it out with another Briggs engine I had here. This one is a lot newer and has an electric start. I didn't bother hooking the electric start up to the battery because it starts easy with the recoil. If you really want an electric start, you can hook it up. The recoil is a bit finicky, but it does work. Also, I am firm on my price of $550. If I can't get $550, I'll just keep it and use it the few times I need it. And then he goes on to say it worked perfectly and split some wood. But there you go. If you want a butt-ugly hydraulic firewood splitter that only will run half the time because he never hooked it up right, and apparently they didn't fix it for 2 years, you can get it from him.
Love it. Beth also sent this next one in. Horses, $900 in Eula. Where's Eula?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to decide whether that's
you know, doesn't
South.
Eula sound like it should be in Alabama?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Jen, Google Eula and find out where that is. It's spelled E-U-L-A. Eula. Well, my 14 Yoa daughter is trying to sell 3 of her 9 horses in order to put the money towards the younger, faster barrel horse. All 3 of these are really broke. Not kid horses, but not crazy either. She ain't had 2 of them 5 years, but she pasteurized in some poles and barrels last year. All 3 8-gelding 1-paint 8 years. Lineback done, really a thick-made horse. He's got 2 thick for barrels, 9 years, and finally 12-years-old sorrel. He can be ridden by an experienced rider, but he's been on every event, but not a speed horse, more or less a start horse on a 7-year-old daughter. A couple other kids have been riding him, and my youngest has graduated to a 4-year-old filly, P-H-I-L-L-Y. He just needs to use some more. Get on. Call or text. Come out and ride. We can meet you at the Eula Arena. $900 for the first 2, $500 for the third. Firm price. Thanks for looking. Wow. That's a heck of a guy right there.
That's very good.
Jeez Louise.
I love this. All 3 8-gelding. All 3 of them ate the gelding. Apparently that's why they're so fat.
A-T-E. All 3 of them ate the gelding. Wow. Wow.
And by the way, when you see in there that in her best Southern accent that the dun really is thick and made horse, he got too thick for the barrels, that means he's going to founder tomorrow. He's one fat boy.
That big old dun got too thick for the barrels. So basically, he can't run or turn because he's been eating McDonald's. You can find him in a video on Facebook. There's one posting.
All right, let's cut it off. We have three trailers here, but we don't have time. So let's just do the one that you're going to read that was submitted by Kim Cabrera, and she posted it on our Facebook page. And it is not in English, so we gave this one to you. It'll be our trailer of the week, and we'll save the other two for next week, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, Glenn, I want you to just read the title. Just read the title.
Band de Caballos.
Band de Caballos. Descripción. Se vende van un caballo está como nuevo puerta delantera y trasera abriendo y rampa y para el lado está engomado todo nuevo 1,700 euros, precio algo negociable.
Wow. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I went to Spain. I have no idea what I said, nor know if I say it right, but dear God, at least I felt good about it.
Jennifer, could you post that on Facebook with the picture and ask somebody to translate it that speaks Spanish so we know what actually it says? That'd be great. Hey, I think our winners today, we got to pick our winners. We have Dr. Rose's gift pack worth almost $50, and I think that it has to go to, we had a whole lot of fun. Let me see here. I'm trying to find it again. We had a whole lot of fun with the praying mantises, didn't we?
That's what I was going to go with, too. I really did like one to Les and Gemma
Beth. Let's go with the praying mantises with Rachel, who did the praying mantises. And then let's give it to Gemma, because we have never had anybody with that much punctuation before, and that was really funny. So let's do it this way. We'll give Gemma the Dr. Rose's gift pack worth $50. And then who was the other one there?
Rachel.
Rachel is going to get... let me find my place here. Rachel's going to get the Bible of Horse Massage, the book Beyond Horse Massage by Jim Masterson. So congratulations to the two of you. Jennifer, you got that? You get to write that down so we don't forget?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you better write that down.
Well, thanks for tuning in, folks. Check out more episodes, about 816 more, at horsesinthemorning.com, where you will find links to guests, topics we've laughed about, and our advertisers, like Kentucky Performance Products. You can listen to all of the great shows on the Horse Radio Network wherever you go by downloading the free app for your iPhone or Android. Just go to your app store and search Horse Radio Network. And you can join the Horses in the Morning Facebook page, where we carry on a lively live conversation each morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time while the show is broadcasting live. And we also glean feedback on show ideas from y'all. You can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio. And in closing, we'll see you back here on Monday, so go ride your horse.